All right, we were playing a Dave Portnoy Barstool Sports rant that he posted on Twitter the other day. And basically the gist of it was, it's time to roll the dice. What happened to flattening the curve? We flattened the curve. Now folks are saying, well, we need a cure.
Well, we do need a cure eventually, yes.
Right, but we don't have to wait for
the
cure. That's what he's saying. Right. And then we want you guys to chime in, and we just want to kind of see where the phones are on this and the tribe is. Dan in Waterbury.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, Dan.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey.
Hey.
Listen, three quick comments. The bar stool, the gentleman is kind of right. I mean, they are flim-flamming. What else is new?
Flim-flamming.
The gentleman before... Hold on. The gentleman before...
Flamming.
Had
go ahead.
Listen, the gentleman before that had his little talk, his little speech there in front of the Senate, whatever it was, that sounded totally scripted. That's why he sounded like...
Well, it is scripted.
Oh, doctor.
Yeah, you go before when you're... All right,
Dr. Bright?
Yeah, you bring a written statement and you read it.
Right,
that's
right.
His opening testimony.
Right. What word is this over here? Yeah.
The third thing... my coworker yesterday said he had heard that the governor's plan.
Are you
on
commenting
million...
on this, or what are you commenting on? You're doing an opening statement.
Okay, hold on.
We have other
I
calls.
I want you to look into
no,
something.
You
That's
hold
what
on.
I want you to do.
Okay, what do you
Goodbye,
got?
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Goodbye.
I wonder what it was. I wonder what it was. Now
it's a little crazy.
You know, well, you can't take 5 minutes to get. And every time we chime in, hold on.
Right.
Hey, listen.
Well,
hey, hold on.
It's really no coffee yet. Maybe.
I told
I
him
know.
When he called in, I said, we're talking about one thing right now. That's
yeah.
the comment.
I got 3 points.
That's what we're talking about.
A, B,
oh my
and
God.
Three.
I didn't sign up for a college course here.
Oh.
I just want your opinion.
This is a college course?
Sorry I was, cutting you short there, but I was trying to get you on track. I was trying to help you.
What your expectations are too high.
But now
apparently.
I'm wondering what number three was. What was number three was really important, like the building's on fire.
It was really
well. It should have been number one.
And number three.
Make it number one if it's really
important. If you
important.
Look at the camera,
if it was important, it would have been number one.
Well, we don't know. It was building up to it. Like, you know, like just tell someone like the building's
right.
on
I
fire.
I want to tell you two things before this crater crashes into the earth.
Exactly right. Which we do have an asteroid heading for us. Just you know, yes.
Asteroid would make a crater.
Yes. Yeah. Big one, huge. Geez. Yeah. Now I'll never know what number three was, damn it. It might have been really important. It might have been today free pizza day or something.
Right.
Damn now it. We'll never know. He was trying to tell us.
Oh, I ruined it.
God damn it.
Sorry, everybody.
Could have been some, maybe he has the cure. And number three, I happen to have the cure.
No, he would not.
Right. What if
Trust
he had
me.
The damn cure to coronavirus? And number three.
He's been working.
I was in the lab all night.
For the last 8 weeks, he's been working in his lab.
And I just walked upstairs.
I must tell someone.
And I called Chaz and AJ.
Right. What if he had the cure? We'll never know now. Damn
All
it.
All right. We almost had a cure, then I screwed it up. Yeah, don't fear the Reaper unless you get hit by lightning and then
exactly.
maybe take a look around.
Okay.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. A man survives a lightning strike in Canterbury.
Unbelievable.
From NBC Connecticut, Steve Marshall is that man, and he's on the show now. Hey.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. Glad you're okay.
They can't bury him, that's for sure. He's still alive.
Yeah, what a riveting experience that was.
Yes.
Lightning. Take us through it. What happened? Where were you?
I was working in my garage on some farm equipment, actually, and the building's got a metal roof.
Can you adjust the phone a little bit?
Well, it might be the lightning.
It could be the, yeah. the lightning screwed up his phone.
Yeah.
How about that, guys? How's that?
Yeah, way better.
Clear as glass.
Yeah, I was working on a family farm in the shop on some farm equipment, and he had a pretty bad hailstorm come through. A lot of lightning, a lot of thunder. And I was getting ready to leave, went to reach for the light switch, shut the lights off, and I had my other hand on one of the fenders on the tractor, and it must have been just perfect timing. I got hit. I felt it clamp my hand.
I don't know if I would say
fender.
Perfect timing.
Right, you were a conductor,
well,
basically.
No.
I would say it's the opposite
no.
of perfect. It's the worst timing.
Well, if you're the lighting, it's perfect timing.
That's right.
Yes.
Not yeah, so worst him. Timing in the world is more like it.
Right, exactly right.
And then what happened? What did you feel?
I felt it clamp both of my hands, one on the wall and one on the fender of the tractor, and I can't describe how bright it was, brighter than anything I've ever seen before in my life. Wow. And next thing you know, I was on the ground.
Oh. Were you smoking?
No. No smoking. No smoking.
Like your hands are...
Yeah. I'll admit that my hands were warm. I don't have any burn marks, but my hands were warm.
Wow.
Did you make a sound? Like, were you just like,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. next thing I know, I was on the ground, and I was holding my chest. Thank God I had my phone in my pocket, thank God. I called the house phone, the landline, and my mother-in-law was home. She answered, and the only thing I could say to her was, help, I need help.
Yeah.
She come running out, opened the door, and found me on the ground right in front of the door, shaking. She said my hands and my feet were kind of trembling and twitching a little bit.
You were dancing. Do the worm.
Would have won a dance competition.
He's doing the worm.
What about your phone? Did it have like 700% battery?
It did. It did. I haven't charged like a year and a half now, yes.
Actually, it's funny. A couple guys at work yesterday, they made a joke with me. You know, hey, can you charge a battery for me in the garage?
Yeah, really. Light my cigarette, just touch it. Yeah,
hold on to this light bulb.
Exactly. Yeah. Wah, wah. Exactly right. Yep.
Well, exactly.
Did you find the exit? Was there an exit?
There is no exit wounds. The hospital staff was amazed at that.
You're EMTs, a superhero now.
That means still inside you.
I means it's still inside you.
You're Lightning Man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I haven't seen any superpowers yet.
Well, holy crap.
Try running really fast. What happens?
Have somebody watching over me.
That's doubt about it.
Yes, you know, lightning rod.
Speaking of rod, do all of your parts work?
Yeah.
Are they enhanced all of a sudden?
No, supernatural enhancements there.
Yeah. Right.
No, everything works. You're okay.
No need for a plow anymore. Yeah.
Did that time that you were touching the fender and the switch, did that seem like it lasted forever?
It did.
Wow.
You know, I replay it in my mind, close my eyes, I can replay the whole thing. And what just took a matter of seconds seems like, oh, God, half an hour. I mean, it really does make you stop and think, wow, hey, I'm really lucky.
Could you see your skeleton while you were like in the cartoon?
Do you have a security camera?
In that movie Home Alone with a guy?
Yes, Marv.
That's
it.
The hair all messed up.
It can relate to that. Yeah.
Marv, what happened?
Hold on.
Marv, what happened? What happened?
What the hell?
What the hell happened?
Exactly. I'm very fortunate.
Oh, God. Man.
Man.
I love that scene when he crawls away. He's just smoking.
Now when you're when your coffee's cold, you just put your finger in it or what? Watch me cook a hot dog. He holds it.
Telling you, he's a superhero now.
If I put this steak in my pocket in 5 minutes, it'll be a nice porterhouse for you.
I tell you what, guys. If I do get any of those powers, I'll call you first thing and let you know.
All right, very good.
He'll just talk to us telepathy. Yes. Wait, I'm receiving something right now.
I'll bet that you'll never be touching the tractor when you switch that light off again.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to go in that building if there's bad lightning around ever again.
Yeah.
No, really. Don't.
By the way, that pickup truck you have, what is that?
Oh, the red one there.
Yeah.
That's a 1946 International flatbed truck.
I love it. It
looks like it's in beautiful condition.
I love International. When the battery goes dead, just touches it.
That's all original. That's an all original truck there. It's nice. Very nice.
Has anyone offered you money since it was on the news?
No, I haven't got offers for anything yet.
Wow.
Man, you want to sell it?
That's awesome, man.
Steve, we're glad you're okay, man.
Yeah, really. Absolutely. You're a cool person.
Absolutely. Holy cow.
No pun intended. You're very attractive.
Thank you much, guys. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Feel better, man.
Steve Marshall, hit by lightning on Monday.
Yep. His superpowers, he's still alive.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
Jeez.
No exit. No, it is sure. There's one hole down below.
It must have went out there. But we have the clip. 2 years ago today.
Yes.
Today. This is what happened on the air.
Nice and sunny, but get everything you need to get done before 3 o'clock this afternoon, because that's when all hell is going to break loose. We're talking rain. We're talking heavy rain. We're talking hail. We're that's talking thunderstorm and lightning. We're talking cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria.
Brimstone.
Exactly. Right.
Oh, hell no.
Real biblical stuff will be happening.
We have a story with hail coming up.
Put blood on your doorway.
Exactly. Save yourselves. Highs of 76 to 83. It's 57 now in Brantford.
Yeah, we made fun. We laughed. Boy, did we laugh.
Yes.
And it was about 3:45, four tornadoes touched down in this state, wreaking havoc. One of those tornadoes went right through my yard.
Yes, it did.
The project house. Massive devastation. And made 60-foot oaks and turned them into splinters.
Right. And didn't also one also go by your other house?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, Oxford was hit hard.
Right, so I was going to say I was looking for you, basically.
Oxford
yes.
was hit
hard. Who's laughing? Who's laughing?
He's like, where is he? He's usually around the project.
That's why they sent
time.
Three of them. That's why they sent three of them. They right. were drones looking for you.
Yeah.
That road leading to your house, right, there were work vans
crushed.
That guy crushed.
Yeah.
And then there was somebody in some kind of, like, heavy machinery in your backyard.
Yeah.
He was hiding.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the windows on the mirrors on the truck got sucked backwards and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'll post some pictures since today's the anniversary.
Yeah. They show it on the news as well. With State Park, they got all the trees got knocked down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Tornado.
Yep.
Yeah. Tim and Clinton. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, he's a little we got to give him some slack here. He was hit by lightning three times.
Well, he just heard the forecast and just ran inside.
You were struck by lightning three times?
No kidding.
Really? Three times?
I was camping up at Riverdale up in Clinton, and as I grabbed the camper door, lightning hit the front of the camper, traveled through, and blew me off the step. My mother, I'm telling you, she was freaking out. She was like, oh, my God, are you all right? Oh, my God.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Dad was giggling.
She's laughing and crying at the same time.
Well, it is kind of funny. It's going to go backwards, yeah. That was cool. He came out of his flip-flops and everything.
And I was only like maybe 8, 9, 10 years old, whatever it was.
Right.
And then probably like 5 years ago, I was working on my buddy's boat. We were, I was down in there working on the motor, and it was lightning all around us. I'm like, I hate lightning, guys. I'm about to leave. Next thing you know, it hits the boat next to us, travels through the water, and my hand locked up. I was like, I just got hit by lightning. We just got hit by lightning. That's it. And I dropped the wrench. My hand was hot. Metal taste in my mouth. Holding yards. He's like, don't worry about it. Just go back down there. Finish what you're doing.
Yep.
Sure enough, I went back down there. Hit the boat next to us.
Yeah. He actually made it sound like a boat motor.
It hit both boats. Wow.
It wasn't the motor. It was him.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you got that engine running, did you?
Sounds great.
I said, guys, look, I said, we don't got to charge the batteries. They're already charged.
Right. No charge for this either, by the way.
Wow, you're like a conduit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, really. Seriously. Were you wearing a metal hat?
Your nickname should be Lightning Rod.
Seriously, yes.
I feel like the Uncle Buck when the guy got hit 66 times.
Yeah. He had like a white streak in his hair. Yeah. That's right, yeah.
I have a feeling that, if that happens to you, if you have any number one or number two in you, it comes right out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it becomes torpedo one, torpedo two, yes.
No, that's the first thing you say is, oh.
Exactly. Oh, excrement.
And then it happens.
Right.
Yeah, then it just happens.
Right. Well, it does happen. You know, S does happen. So, but that was number two, right? What was number three?
No, twice in one day.
Oh, twice in one day. Okay, gotcha.
Twice in one day. It hit the boat on one side. It hit the boat on the other because they were the sailboats, blowbaggers.
Man.
Yeah, what do you call them?
I call them blowbaggers.
Blowbaggers.
Blowbaggers, yeah.
Or ragbaggers, yeah. They're called, right?
Well, yeah, there you go.
I'm sure someone's blowing on you that day.
It's like clowns and mimes.
Yeah.
Sailboat people don't like the boat people, and the boat people don't like the sailboat people.
Right, right.
And so they call them ragbaggers or stink pots.
But when he got hit by the lightning, all of a sudden the sails came all furled out. There's a wind from down below all of a sudden.
In the hole after I got hit.
Yep.
Well, we're glad you lived.
Yeah, man, definitely. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The metal taste in your mouth, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Oh, metal mouth.
It was metal, like I said, like my hands cramped up, everything.
Yeah.
Do you have any fillings?
No, because I don't have any teeth left.
Oh. They all landed in the boat
of my mouth.
They all blew out.
They're all in the water.
That's probably the iron from his blood.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. If, yeah.
Oh,
if you,
it was bad.
If you see a fish or a bicuspid, you know it's one of his.
Yeah.
Your blood probably literally boiled, and then that was what you were tasting.
Right.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It was the metal taste. The metal taste I couldn't get out of my mouth for like 2 days. Two or three days.
Wow.
It was like, ugh. It was bad.
Or you swallowed a socket.
My buddy Charlie was laughing so hard he almost fell off the boat.
There's support right there. Huh?
That's what friends are for.
Exactly right.
Let me tell you. So it's brutal.
When you hear lightning in the forecast, what do you do?
Not really anything anymore. Because I said if I'm going to get hit, I'm going to hit again. It is what it is.
Yeah, you gave up.
He just yells, "Here comes number four."
Yeah, after the first time, you're cautious. Then after the third time, you're like, "Yeah, whatever." It's after me.
He yells four.
Yeah. He goes, "Yeah, whatever."
Nobody will stand. But ironically, nobody will stand near me when it's lightning out because everybody knows the stories.
Exactly.
You attract it. Exactly.
Yeah. I always wonder when you're taking a shower. You know, are you in danger during a lightning storm?
They say you are.
Really?
They say you are. Yeah. In bathtub or shower, you are.
Huh.
Yep.
It's like talking on the phone, like the landline phones.
Yep. My dad.
You shouldn't have landline phones when there's a lightning storm.
Dad,
really?
I never heard the shower thing before.
Yeah, phones? My dad right in the ear, and the cord for the phone was going like my hamster's cage, and my hamster and my hamster was running on the wheel, the metal wheel. Oh, all of a sudden, the hamster just stopped.
Come on. How do we never hear this before?
I told before. Phil, you know my mom's
and then
number?
It became, and then it became the bionic hamster.
Right,
And it could run 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, he went fast on that wheel after that.
40 yards.
Phil, you know my mom's number? Caller. She was right there.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming on. Glad you're okay, Tim.
Hey, thanks.
Jazz and AJ News.
Anybody see that Air National Guard flyover yesterday?
I did. Nice and close.
Really?
I almost forgot. Yeah, I pulled into a parking lot in Milford, and all of a sudden I saw something come on the horizon. I'm like, oh, my God, it was right there. It was like 1,000 feet.
I live not too far from the Oxford Airport, so it's not unusual to hear an airplane. But you, there was no doubt that when this thing flew over
my
house, it was not the typical Oxford Airport airplane.
Oh, yeah, no, it was very
impressive.
I heard
it come over. I'm like, oh, that must be it.
That thing is so cool.
Yeah, so they did flyovers of local hospitals to pay tribute to the healthcare workers. And on the phone now is First Lieutenant Jennifer Petro, C-130 pilot, National Guard, one of the pilots from the flyover yesterday. Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Did you see me? I took a bright green car.
Yeah.
I was waving in Milford. Did you see me?
We saw a lot of people waving, that's for sure.
Yeah, but next to a bright green car. Come on.
So you can see the people from the...
When we were flying over the hospitals, there was a lot of people like on the roof, you know, 6 feet apart. It was actually pretty funny, but there was a lot of people scattered on the rooftop. So when we didn't know for sure if it was the hospital or not, we'd be like, okay, is there people on the roof? Yep. Okay. That's definitely it. Fly that way.
Actually, they were yelling for help, actually, with what's going on. Why is she flying past us? Right. We need help over here.
Well, I was going to ask you if you could see the hospitals, but that's how you were able to tell.
We kind of didn't know ahead of time really what they were going to look like. And, you know, hospitals are pretty distinctive. So it was nice to be able to just be like, okay, the biggest building, it's either brick or it's white. So let's go towards that.
Yeah.
Right.
How high were you flying yesterday?
We were right at the FAA minimum. So as low as they would let us go, basically.
What is the FAA minimum?
Like around 1,000?
Yeah, around 1,000 A, so a little bit higher than that, you know, with the sea level changes and all that. But
Yeah. That was so cool. That plane is so impressive. That thing is nice.
How do we look from up there?
How do you guys look from up there?
Yeah.
Like tiny little I would say like ants, you know, that's overrated answer, but it's kind of like a little bit bigger than ants, maybe like specks of rice.
Right.
The one thing I noticed when I did a low flyover over the state is the amount of swimming pools we have.
Oh, lots of them, yeah.
There's so many.
Especially on the Greenwich area, it's like pool. But they're right next to the water.
Yeah.
The water's right there.
I don't want to walk to the water.
I think she just told us we all need a suntan. She said we look like rice.
Yeah, and the way you part your hair is ridiculous.
How fast were you going?
Yeah, how fast?
We were holding about, 220 ground speed. So wow. 220 knots, which is like 1.2, so maybe 250-ish.
Nice.
Wait, 250 miles an hour?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
That's wow. Amazing because you fly, you think like right past us.
That's cool.
You have your seat, it's kind of like hanging out.
Is that as slow as you can go without the plane just falling?
Oh, no. We can go a lot slower than that. If we can get down to, I don't know, maybe like 150, even lower. We take off around 100, but we're going a little bit faster because we are trying to make every single waypoint at a specific time.
Yeah.
So, like, our navigator is counting down, like, the minutes, like, okay, speed up here, slow down here. So, especially with the turns, it kind of throws you off.
Yeah.
So, we were just trying to, like, make up time.
I saw that schedule. It was by the minute.
Yeah. When they go really slow, they have left turn signal on. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we had two aircraft up there, so it was nice. We get split up. So it looked like we were in like New Haven and Hartford at the same time.
Oh, cool.
Really, we had two. Yeah, we had tricky, two guys. Tricky.
I know. Yeah, exactly. You had a stunt double.
Nice. Look at that. I had no idea.
What's that plane normally used for?
Well, the C-130 is a cargo aircraft. So we do a lot of, like, basically we pick up supplies from one location, whether that be paratroopers or cargo or medical supplies or medical personnel. And then we get it to another. And, you know, like yesterday was basically a typical training mission for us. We pick out different points that we need to fly over in order to, like, you know, remain covert. And then we hit those points at a certain time, get the package to a certain location at a certain time. I mean, we do a lot of airdrops.
What's the biggest thing you've dropped out of that? Have you ever dropped a Jeep out of there?
Intentionally, I mean, yes.
Intentionally, we do. Yeah, we do like Humvees.
Oh, that's cool.
If I give an address, can you drop one off my house?
I don't know if you'd want to. I don't know if we're that precise.
I trust your aim.
When you do drop a Humvee, is there like a target set up in the field and you're trying to drop it in the center of the target?
Yeah, there's usually like it's a target and then there's like a clear area, you know, at least 500 yards around it that is like clear so that we're not going to hit anything.
Like, oops,
some wiggle room. Yeah.
That reminds me of the early part of the Afghanistan war. We were dropping off food and people getting wiped out by the boxes.
Yeah.
I see the box. Gosh. Yeah. Don't stand on these. It was dropping.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah, that wasn't us.
Yeah. I know.
Have you ever forgot to put a parachute on a Humvee and roll it out?
Oh, no.
It's like the parachute person.
Right.
Come on, again.
Right. Damn it, Bill.
I don't know about our unit. Definitely not our unit. But, I mean, it might have happened in history. I'm not sure. Sometimes parachutes fail. It's not like they forget to put the parachute on. We have so many checks and balances for that. But,
right.
I mean,
it's actually a shower curtain. Yep.
How many people can you fit on that to parachute out?
64 people out the back.
Jeez.
Damn.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but when you see them smushed together in the back like little sardines, it's pretty pretty entertaining to watch. They're all struggling with their big bags and parachutes back there, and then they have to stand up and jump out the back. It looks fun, though.
Yeah. Well, you're training for something, and you think about it. You know, when you drop people from a parachute, you're usually not someplace where you can land the plane. So it's a dangerous place. And then now these people are jumping out typically at night into dangerous territory. So you just think about those missions.
Like,
man, that's
Jersey
pretty
or
wild.
Something, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to drop you off in Jersey.
In Newark, no!
Have you done night jumps?
Me personally, no. I haven't dropped anyone at night, but it's definitely part of our mission and it's pretty common. We do a lot of night flying where we do like low level flying, kind of like we did yesterday with just night vision goggles on. So we do that. It's a currency we have to do every month. So we do that quite often.
Have you ever landed one of those, like, in a field, like, not on a runway? Do you practice that?
Not in fields, but we do like, dirt strip landings quite often. I mean, when we drop off some paratroopers, a lot of the time we'll just land on a dirt strip, pick up some more, and then go drop some more for their training. So it's mutually beneficial for both of us. But it's pretty cool to see, like, all the dust kick up, like all those pictures, you know, you see it with the C-130 with all the dust behind them. And it's actually cool to experience it when you're in the plane, too.
Wow.
I probably just waxed my car that day.
Son of a, what the hell just happened? What the hell? Yeah.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
Me personally, no, I haven't. And I don't know if I don't know.
That means no.
Maybe.
Doesn't mean no, or doesn't mean yes?
She's good.
Yeah you're really, you're good, Joe.
It was like she was in a chair being asked questions by the enemy. I don't know.
Nah.
I think she was going to say, and if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Don't you have to kill you?
Right.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't
have
know.
You ever That's almost had a like a close call with another plane?
No, we haven't. Okay. Luckily, we have a lot of people up in the crew deck at a time. So we have two pilots, maybe sometimes a third one. Like yesterday, we had a third pilot who was sitting in the back helping us out.
That's
who
waved.
We have an engineer. Right. What?
That's who waved. I saw somebody wave.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, and then we have an engineer, we have a navigator, and then we have two loadmasters in the back. So we have, like, so many people in the plane able to look outside and identify. We also have, you know, computer systems that tell us if we're getting close to other aircraft. So no close calls for us.
How many people in the crew?
For a minimum crew, it's six.
Six people.
Six.
Half
That's
dozen.
When you know you're flying a big plane.
Right, a lot of sandwiches there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot. We have an oven on board, so we make some cookies and stuff.
Yeah,
oven
on board.
Cookies.
All right.
Hot chocolate too. Like hot chocolate.
Who wants some altitude cookies?
don't be impressed. It's literally like a box that just heats up.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Pretty impressive.
Plain cuisine. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Nice. Have you ever flown through a lightning storm?
No, we do not fly if there's lightning storms. We try to avoid those. I mean, any storm, we definitely can go around, especially in the C-130. I mean, we're such a visual outside aircraft that we usually just fly and avoid that kind of stuff. And like I said, it's like one of our navigator's primary duties is to help us to avoid weather and bad conditions. So he can pull it up on the radar and get us around that kind of stuff. So.
Otherwise, he's at the back of the plane, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
How old are you?
Yeah.
I'm 27.
Wow. Imagine that.
Yep. Impressive.
What were you doing when you were 27, AJ?
Nothing like that.
What were you worried about on the weekend?
My weekends?
Yeah, which shirt you were going to wear out to the clubs?
Exactly, basically, right. Yes, right. Yeah. What was I going to drink that night?
Yeah, we're very, we're proud to have you on, and we thank you for your service.
Definitely, thank you.
Really cool flyover yesterday.
Thank you so much.
And you're living in Manchester now?
Yeah, Manchester.
Yeah,
Manchester.
Be careful of the Chuck E. Cheese there.
Yeah, don't go there. Yeah. That's a war zone right there.
Pretty
yeah,
bad things.
And look out for the place with the crab legs, too.
I know you're combat ready, but just be careful when you go out there.
Yeah, when folks are hungry, they get kind of weird.
Yeah, and the buffet, wherever that place is.
The buffet place.
Chinese buffet with the legs, yeah.
There are some dangerous spots there in Manchester.
Right, where's your camo?
Are we ever going to have buffets again? Is that even going to be a thing?
I hope not.
First Lieutenant Jennifer Petro, C-130 pilot, National Guard. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for what you do.
Yes, thank you.
No, thank you guys so much. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Winner of the week coming up.
Yay.
I think I'm going to nominate this person. I haven't decided on winner of the week yet, but this restaurant, I think in South Carolina.
Okay.
Where, you know, they're doing the 6-foot distancing.
Right.
So you can't have people at every table.
Right.
And you could do different things with that. You could tape it off.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You could put signs.
Take the table
whatever.
Out, put an engine block
they found
in place
a very
it.
Creative way to do it.
Oh.
How are y'all?
A real-life owner at the open hearth greets diners and then seats them next to a couple of blow-up dolls.
When these people came
Hello?
In last night...
What's this place called? S&M Kitchen?
Now, I know what you're picturing.
Yes, not that one.
A blow-up doll with its arms out.
And the shocked look on its face.
And
yep.
The, woo!
Exactly right. Yeah,
maybe some smudged lipstick.
Right, which could serve several functions, but that's not the case here.
Right.
No, these are normal looking dolls.
Some poorly applied mascara. No, not
exactly
those.
Right. Right.
Like AJ says, normal looking dolls.
Normal looking dolls.
Not like it's normal to walk in a restaurant and see a blow up doll.
Right. Well, you know where I go to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're blow up dolls without the mouth open.
The shock look face. Yes.
The shock look
right.
face.
When these people came in last night, they were just all laughs and laughing very hard and thinking, telling us how clever this was and what a great idea.
Rather than blocking off tables to achieve social distancing, Paula Starr decided to have some fun.
They're very humorous. They have nice faces, and the ladies have pretty makeup on, and the wigs were gifts from different people.
The 10 blow-up dolls cost about $140, but Paula says you have to spend money to make money.
She's ready for summer.
The five couples are dressed in hand-me-down clothes.
Let's bring her out
to
the beach.
She got a summer exactly. dress on. She's right. ready for summer.
Right, yeah. Well, date night happens.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of pictures.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's a fun way to deal with the problem.
Exactly.
It becomes an attraction now.
The table.
It's an increased incentive to go and check this place out. It's like, right. Well, no one else is doing this.
Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
The tables are all loaded now, you know.
It instead of being all separate from people and being like, man, this is a weird time.
Yeah.
It becomes a fun time.
Right.
Yeah.
They should film with helium so they can, like, rise every now and then. They're trying to go to the
quick,
bathroom.
Get Sally. She's right. on the ceiling.
Right, right, right. I don't know what happened. I just punched that guy. He farted, went out the window.
You know, people are going to order these things, drinks, and put food in front of them and
exactly.
then pose with, like, sticking a hot dog in one's mouth.
Exactly right.
It's going to be fun.
Lots of fun.
Weighted down so they don't shift. And only one lost any air overnight.
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, and blame the dog.
Come in.
And blame the dog.
She's on the table.
Yeah, we don't want to know.
Did you smell something?
Lost that air.
Yeah. Turns out she sat on a fork.
Right.
Is that it?
I might even kiss one of those dolls.
Okay, here we go.
Here's where it gets weird. A liquored up Southern gentleman now wants to be one of the dolls. I had one like that when I was in college.
That's right. Yeah, one makes it from the table over to the bar.
Right. When I was 50, my friend gave me one of those.
I mean, you were just trying to feed one with a hot dog, so.
Right. That's right.
That's true, yeah.
Excuse me, sir. That can't go in your car. Leave that here.
You open the bathroom stall like, oh, wait. Oh, what?
Occupied.
I see you're busy.
Rosalie. Hi, Rosalie.
Rosalie.
Good morning.
Morning.
I got to tell you, bikers are the most generous group of individuals.
Every time.
I've ever met.
Yep.
And
thank you for acknowledging that. Thank
and
you.
Here we go again.
Yep.
Tell us about what's happening.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me this morning.
Always.
We have had to put all of our events on hold as everyone else. So our donations are certainly lacking, but we're still trying to help as many animals as possible.
This is Bikers Against Animal Cruelty.
Yes.
It's BAAC.
Right.
Yes.
Like Bach.
Right.
Bach.
Maybe that's what Brooks was saying.
Or blood alcohol content. Yes.
I know. I was listening to that.
Would that be blood alcohol content?
Exactly right, because you're really drunk. Right.
Bach.
Possibly. Anyway, we've been a nonprofit since September 2007 when Michael Vick's case came up.
Oh, wow.
With all those dogs and 22 original members. Were so disgusted by what he had done that they decided to create this organization, and it's grown to approximately probably 65 members right now throughout many states. And what we do is collect money through different venues and help any domestic animal that shows signs of neglect, abuse, and is ownerless.
Can I tell you something? Ashley had a spider in her house last night that was the size of a poodle.
Yeah, it was.
It was like
must
a dog.
Have been a wood spider.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. Does that count as animal abuse?
If it, at least, yes.
Well, I made my boyfriend kill it.
Oh, good for you. Good. If it were domestic, now if that was a domestic spider, I would say shame on you.
Okay.
But if it was a wild spider, it's got to take its chances. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's BAS, Bikers Against Spiders. Yes.
There it is. Yeah. Oh my God! I can't even tell what she's.
Yeah. Right. And you make fun of the town council guy, really?
Yeah. Imagine her and AJ at the same scene of like an accident or something, calling 911.
Right.
Oh my God.
Hey, can you put someone else on the phone? Ah, yeah.
Yeah, you're dead.
All right, Rosalie, I'm sorry. Tell us how we can help Bikers Against Animal Cruelty.
Thank you so much. We have not done any events, obviously. So we were thrilled when a woman sent us a note saying that her niece, who is 14, has been through 2 years of really intensive hospitalization and rehab for brain cancer.
Oh, man.
And during the 2 years when she had a little bit of a lull, she happened to meet us at the Chester Dog Fair. She was so impressed at the work that we did, as well as the other animal advocates, that she joined Companion Pet Rescue, which is an organization that helps animals. And through
I love
all
them.
Of this, yes, this kid has been through hell and back. Through all of this, she is still helping animals. So her aunt sent us a note asking if we could have a drive-by tomorrow at her home. And just, she loves motorcycles. She loves all that stuff. So that's what we're doing tomorrow. We're meeting at Misty Vale Deli.
Misty Vale Deli, right? Yeah. In Sandy Hook.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 51 Berkshire Road and 34. We're meeting there around 12:30. Kickstands go up at 1, and we are going to all be driving by her house. And I really hope she gets a kick out of it. She just needs a little bit of a lift. She just sounds like a wonderful young lady. At 14, to have her head that straight is amazing. So we're going to present her with a T-shirt and some things, and we just
well, you can't really present
turnout.
Her with a T-shirt.
We can
so
just kind of
like leave
we
it
could
on
leave
the...
it. We could leave it at the corner, and somebody could come get it, I guess, and wash it thoroughly and make sure.
Yeah, all that
really,
stuff. Yes.
Yeah,
or just pull it up and toss it going by the house. You know.
This is pretty amazing.
Like a ring toss, right?
Exactly, yeah.
She spent months at Yale.
Catch!
Rehab
in New
York.
2 years.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So to have this much of a presence as far as feeling for animals, you know, some people love animals and some people just tolerate them. But one of my favorite phrases from an author called Anthony Douglas Williams is, if you don't believe that an animal has a soul, you have never looked into his eyes long enough.
Yep. Wow.
And that's the truth. You have to know an animal feels pain and joy and he's sad and he's happy. And if you can't feel that, don't hurt them.
You're a psychopath.
But if you do, you know,
Phil.
If you do feel them, then you have to do something. And many of our members will go to the different courts around Connecticut and the outlying states, and we will do a silent picket or march whenever there's having a an animal abuse case.
We're going to link up to all this stuff on our website. But I just want to recap tomorrow, and I think because it's going to be a nice day, AJ.
Gorgeous day tomorrow for a ride,
I think you may want to have a backup parking lot, because I know the size of that deli parking lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You may want to have a backup parking lot.
Like a shopping center.
Okay. just in case. If you
I
get overflow.
So.
Because, but, you know, there's the street. And
everybody's riding tomorrow.
Yeah. This is what a great thing to do if you're going out riding to be a part of something like this.
Why not?
Now you just show up, right?
Yeah, show up. Kickstands are up at 12. It's a short ride. She lives right around the corner. And then you could either go back and have something to eat. I already called them. I told them that you might have a whole ton of bikers coming there for some sandwiches. You know, they've got the rocking chair in front, and they've got some picnic benches.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful little country store, you know. So I'm hoping that they're going to do some much-needed business. We're going to help a little girl who really needs to have her spirits lifted.
Yeah.
And boy, that does a ton for us.
Boy,
it
sounds
really
like a
does.
Great place for the PLR van.
I can't wait for them bikes.
I hope so. I think I've got a place reserved for you guys.
Really? Oh, wow. See that? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Boy, this sounds like great television, too. I'll alert Channel 3, our brothers and sisters.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to link up to bikersagainstanimalcruelty.org. All
Thank
that info
you.
Is on
Thank
there.
You.
And you could ride tomorrow. What kind of bike do you ride?
I am one of the, I was grandmothered in because I'm 72 and I drive a 7-year-old Elantra. But if you don't think I don't kick ass with the rest of them, you're crazy.
Exactly.
I drive behind them all. Right. And whenever we're donating cat food or dog food, whatever, I can carry a full pallet of food and supplies in my car where the bikers can't.
Right.
So I'm usually, there's quite a few of us actually that
she loves the Hyundai.
Right.
You're the supply vehicle.
She loves the Hyundai, yes.
I am the, how sad is that? With those big,
there comes
beautiful
Rosalita.
Harleys.
Right. Born to be mild.
Hey, Rosalita, thanks for what you do.
Yes.
Thank you so All much, right. guys. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, man. I want to buy
the Elantra.
Right. The car's off, actually. I cannot wait to have a bike someday, man. I want to do all this
all right,
stuff.
Not about you.
I know that.
Imagine being such a badass as a grandmother. A bike gang's like, yeah, you're in.
Yeah.
I know. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's the supply car. Yeah, so we're linked up at WPLR.com. And what's this connection to Darby, Ashley?
Oh, I got Darby from CPR, Companion Pet Rescue. So
in
I love them. Yeah, well, they take their bus and they kind of bring their buses to various locations, at least before the pandemic, various locations in Connecticut. So Eric and I went to look one day at their bus and we ended up with Darby and they were great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And I got spiders.
Now we have spiders.
What is going on there?
I don't know. What happens to you?
That was, right. That was a different video.
There she goes again. Yep. That brain. That brain of hers.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Okay.
Dumbass.
When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews at chazandajinthemorning.com. Who's the dumbass? Is it Kanye, the security guard, or both? Kanye West's former bodyguard said Kanye wouldn't push his own elevator button. Here's the story.
He's quiet.
We don't have it.
The first day I met him, I was supposed to meet him at the studio. So when he gets there, we get to the elevator. He's like, aren't you going to push what floor we're going to? I said, well, I have no idea. It's my first day. He starts ranting. You mean you didn't call ahead to find out where I'm supposed to be going? I said, no. So he's ranting and raving. I said, bro, we could do this three ways. One, you could tell me what button to press, and now I'll know. Two, you could press the button, and I'll see which one you're pressing, and then I'll know. Or three, you could sit here all day and tell me how important your time is, and we're not going to go anywhere. He went for the first option.
Plus, he's also probably a lot bigger than Kanye.
I would bet. Yeah.
Or four, you could crap yourself right here if I get mad and we're trapped in this little box.
Yeah, that's not a good idea to make that guy mad. It's his first day. You don't know where the loyalty is yet.
Yeah, exactly. I could, like, unscrew this camera over here in the corner, block it, and then just pound the snot out of you. And like, oh, what happened? Oh, he must have fell.
You just see this big red mess with a pair of boots.
Right.
I hate Kanye. Like, he's not contributing anything to anyone, ever.
Well said.
Yeah, good
guys,
argument.
Guys.
No.
Kanye.
No.
Come on, Kanye.
No.
Get it together.
No.
Dumb, stupid
no.
Kanye.
No.
It's just like, you know, he does nothing for anyone. Like, no one at all, ever.
He's
so,
a poopy head.
Stupid.
He's poopy.
Well said, Phil.
Yeah, can we play this? This is this fits into dumbass news.
Yes,
this
it does.
Is a beep? Is your beep tone?
Yeah, so I put the two clips together, so it's a little over a minute, but I can like pick it up at, like when stuff starts happening.
Yeah, let's pick it up from Eric. Already hit this spider full blast with a sneaker.
Right,
and it's still alive.
Wow!
I posted a picture of it on our Chaz and AJ Instagram, and it looks like. You know how if you get hit by something, you might, if you have a poop in the chamber, it might come out?
The bunny in the chamber, yeah. Right. Thanks for the
It looks like the spider There's a little wet spot near the spider.
Gotcha.
But it's still intact.
Right.
And then, so we're going to pick it up from here. The spider just got a good whack by the sneaker.
Eric, it's behind the chimney. Get it.
It didn't die?
Eric, get it.
I can't see it.
You have to kill it. It's going to crawl into my mouth when I'm sleeping.
How is it not dead?
I don't know. Hit it. Ow! Not in the carpet! Not in the carpet! Not in the carpet!
Holy s***!
Oh my God, what's that?
Keep in mind, he's a former MMA fighter.
I know!
That's true.
That must have been some friggin' spider.
Right.
How is it not dead?
I don't know!
Don't want to take it out, those guys!
Right.
But in his defense, they don't wear sneakers in the ring, so it's a new territory.
Yeah. I like that every time he goes after it, you just hear
it. He's got to psych himself up for it.
And every time he yells, you yell like in response to him.
Who hit the high pitch? That wasn't him, was it?
That was him. It was him.
Oh, Eric, sorry, man.
So this happened a little earlier. You can hear the both of them.
Right? That was him. That was the pool is too cold scream.
It was such a big spider. You don't understand.
It is big.
I like when Ashley gets excited. She doesn't even say the full word anymore.
No.
Hit it. Hit the spider.
Oh, but then when he's crushing the spider into the carpet, can you play that? You can't understand a word.
I think that's here.
Not in the carpet!
I heard got in the garbage.
Yeah, I thought she said the first time, too.
Yeah.
He was grinding it into my carpet. It was going to stain. I don't want spider guts on my carpet.
But which one do you? You want it dead or you want the carpet clean?
Yeah,
which
do the math here. Right. Do the math.
Both.
It's one or the other.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Boss Keith is here.
Hi.
What was he like yesterday when we were doing the top five? We tried to get you on for this.
Yeah, I know. I missed the call.
Oh, why did you miss the call, Keith?
Because the PLR hotline is not in my phone. So
he sees some random number and we got screened out.
Right. That's exactly what happened. Oh, it is now in my phone.
Oh, that's good. This is the vice president of programming.
Right. I feel like the number should have been in my phone. Really
He's been busy.
He's been writing memos and stuff.
But yeah, so I talked to Phil a little bit yesterday. By the way, no credit to me. The only reason you knew about this greatest rock band bit is because I tweeted it and Phil saw my Twitter. That's right. Why. Nobody gives Keith a plug.
That was the text I sent to Chaz. It was
you
exactly
just
what I said.
Right, yeah. But I listened to the break yesterday. Nobody said, I follow Keith Lives in CT on Twitter. Man, does he come up with good ideas.
So you want, like, finder's fee credit for this bit?
I want a plug. I want a plug.
Keith probably told you already. Right. I was like, no, he hasn't.
No.
The show doesn't have 15 hours of content on this break without my tweet. That's I just wanted a plug.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you for that. We never settled it. I have a feeling that we might settle it now, right?
Yeah, I have it settled.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
Now, I'm super biased. That's the first thing we've got to all realize.
Yeah, we need that. Yeah.
In that the Eagles are the worst. I know. Everybody here, love Witchy Woman or whatever, terrible, peaceful, easy feeling.
What's the greatest selling album in American history?
Right. People are dumb and like bad stuff. Why is Big Bang Theory the most popular TV show for 10 years?
I agree with you on that.
Because people love garbage, okay?
Yeah, I'm not a total Eagles fan.
You two, not from America.
Right, you two's not on the list.
Right, they can't be. They can't be.
But again, so take away the Eagles and their terrible pop songs, all right?
Okay.
So number five is The Ramones. Ramones. That, did anybody mention the Ramones?
AJ did.
Let's be the Beatles.
They invented
with leather jackets.
They invented punk rock and in turn alternative music in America.
We'll have 22 members. No one knows who's in the band.
Everybody knows Joey Ramone. It's because they kept dying.
Not their fault they kept dying.
But the only reason they're five and not higher is they never evolved. Like, bands have got to evolve over time. So the Ramones in 1990 are writing the same exact songs they were writing in 1976. But they invented punk rock.
They did.
They're certainly a better band than Van Halen, who just wrote about partying and girls.
Oh my God.
What did Van Halen invent?
He's smoking two of the bands that we play on these stations. Maybe not on the Fox.
Actually, it's more of a roast.
No,
Bob, do you even like these stations?
The Fox plays Van Halen, too. I'm just difficult.
What's on your car? We know that.
All right, number four is Metallica. Now, you can make a case for them being number one, but they don't have any pop hits. I think you need a mainstream pop hit that your mom knows.
You mean like the Eagles?
Well,
but the Eagles are a pop band.
Van Halen's Jump?
If you're going to say the Eagles, you might as well say Maroon 5. They're the same band.
They're not a pop band.
They're just a cheesy pop band.
Enter Sandman is probably the most poppy one they have.
There's a band that hasn't evolved. It's the same band.
Their studio prowess
got better.
Right. Their 80s work is speed metal and wicked long songs. In the 90s, they write sort of more mainstream songs.
And they
cut their hair. In 96, they kind of morph into more of an alternative-y kind of band. They changed. They wrote ballads in the 90s. Nothing else matters.
Yeah, but they're not
nothing
good.
Nothing else matters.
It's a ballad.
This song's a joke.
All right, it was a massive song.
All right, that's two bands I mentioned
By the way, two of the three best-selling albums in American history are both the Eagles.
Right, so is the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack.
Michael Jackson Thriller is the other one.
The best-selling album of the 2000s is like 1999 is Shania Twain.
What people like should not matter
on this list. People love Garbage.
You know what?
Garbage is a good band.
Wait. When you put an album out to the world and they say, we love this,
doesn't matter.
I discount it, yes.
Right. Are you writing and recording music to reach people or just to not...
To reach the cool people. Right.
I don't understand.
Boy.
How is it we don't hang out more?
You're going to hate the top three bands.
Because so far, two of the bands I mentioned.
So when you were in school, would you say you hung out with the cool people?
Yeah, the cools. I was with the cools.
Bugle Boy jeans.
The problem with the cools in my high school is they listened to all the bands I hated at the time. And I said... Guys, there's all these cool bands out that nobody wants to pay attention to. So they were listening to the Steve Miller Band, and I was listening to the Green Day records at the time.
Gotcha.
But I was still cool, Chaz. You can call them.
You should check out this band called Pavement.
I was voted most likely to be a movie star in my yearbook. I'm not a movie
my
star.
Friends
I work
tell
here
you
with
I'm
you.
Cool.
Did you write that? Or?
And I was voted funniest in the year before.
I like the disappointment in his voice when he says, I work here with you.
Number three, AJ's gonna explode, is the Beastie Boys. Now, you're all gonna say, they're a rap band.
Rock.
They're a rap band. They are a rock band. A lot of guitars on those songs. All their 90s songs are guitars. Brought hip-hop into the mainstream, were a dumb party frat boy band like your Van Halen, and then they became smart and politically active in the 90s and made some of the greatest videos of all time.
How many records have they sold?
A lot.
Well, License to Ill,
Paul's Boutique, Check Your Head. Right. Those are all sold incredibly well.
Nowhere near Eagles or Van Halen.
Nope.
Or Aerosmith.
Nowhere.
But a band that defined and inspired and changed music. What did the Eagles do? We're the fake, country-fied Beatles. What?
They created a genre of music.
But that genre's not good. So cool, they inspired what? Who's that idiot? Jackson Brown.
Right.
Great.
I think Jackson Brown was around before the Eagles, but I'm not sure about that.
They're all coming up at the same time.
Dan Fogelberg people, yes.
Yeah. I'm with AJ, which is a sentence I would never say ever. When AJ's number one band is Easy Enough or whatever.
Come to the dark side.
So you're going to put Beastie Boys up against like Led Zeppelin?
I am.
Uh-huh. And the Beatles.
100%.
There you go, see?
And the Stones.
Yep, definitely. Yeah.
Right. I love the Beastie Boys. When I was a kid, I wanted to be two things. A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle and a Beastie Boy.
They are genre-defined.
Very different things.
How's it going for you, Phil?
I think we know Phil's Halloween costume.
There is no mainstream hip-hop if there wasn't the Beastie Boys in the 1980s.
Okay.
It just is what it is.
Okay.
Number two is R.E.M. which none of you said. REM is such an important band.
Garbage. Yeah.
No. Go ahead, AJ, say it. They're for pussies or whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, you said it.
They are.
You say the words.
They made five amazing underground records in the 80s. By the way, in 1983, their first record, Rolling Stone, called the best record of the year in 1983, which is a famous year for albums.
Yeah, with Rolling Stone.
Then in 1987, from 1987 to 1994, if you want to look at record sales, they sold a ton of records. They made a perfect album with Automatic for the People. They evolved as a band. Their sound changed. Now, everything after 1995 should be eliminated. It's all terrible. You should never listen to any of it.
No, you can't just do that.
I can.
You can't pick
and
choose.
These are my rules. I can do what I want.
Yeah.
If you go from 1983, 82 with their EP, to 1995, it's a perfect catalog of a band that evolves from the underground to the mainstream, that are smart, that are excellent.
Everybody
hurts. Yep. Great song. They did a ballad.
I have a question.
Yes.
Have you had coffee today?
You know what I was thinking
about? I've been thinking about
rant?
This for 2 days.
Okay. Can you imagine going on a long car ride with him? I would drive into a tree.
And number one.
Oh, here we go.
The number one greatest rock band of all time, hands
down. In America.
Down, is Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam is America's greatest rock band, mostly because I also hate Aerosmith. And Nirvana didn't have enough material. Nirvana only made those three albums, four albums, however you want to define it.
One album plus the live album.
Well, In Utero is a great album. You just don't like distortion. That's what In Utero is. Yeah. It's all distortion. They were tired of being... That doesn't matter. Pearl Jam is the number one greatest rock band of all time. They have they redefined rock music at the time. They had pop hits that mattered.
They have not evolved.
They have, though.
The problem is influence, too. Like, all of the other bands that we had already
mentioned...
Pearl Jam
didn't influence every terrible band that came after.
No, they came before them.
They have influenced
evolved. Nobody.
If they have Pearl evolved. Jam... If there's no... If there... If there isn't Pearl Jam, there is no Creed, Stone Temple Pilots, Candlebox, Bush,
they all came
Nickelback,
out at the same time.
No, they all came 2 years later or
and they're
further.
All the same.
And some people
argue the music landscape would be better off.
I agree. If Pearl Jam didn't stop making hits in 1997, you wouldn't have a lot of those garbage bands. So Pearl Jam would keep making hits, so you wouldn't need these garbage bands to fill. But I'm just saying, Pearl Jam, those first three albums are perfect, and then they've evolved.
Three
into
albums.
Those first three albums, and then there's a fourth album that's good, then there are some in the middle, and they've evolved into sort of a hippie kind of Neil Young-ish Who kind of band at this point. But they are the greatest American rock band. Better than the Eagles.
And they have evolved and actually understand his lyrics now.
Right. I didn't put them on the list, but I will accept arguments for Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
I think he burnt off more calories in this list than doing 100 push-ups.
That was the loudest list ever.
I'm sweating.